Now, in the Catholic Church, before you enter the aisle, you say...
You genuflect. You know, when you enter the church, you make... You pass by. We have a little holy water fountain. You bless yourself. Make the sign of the cross and the holy water.
Okay.
And then if you go to the pew, you genuflect. Bend on the one knee. Touch the floor with your right knee.
Okay, now somebody was saying their prayers. A little child was saying their prayers.
Yeah.
They went over to the bed and...
And said and kissed you goodnight.
They were saying their prayers by the bed. They went over to the bed and...
And knelt down.
Knelt down. Now, a little child woke up in the morning. He found himself on the floor. He said, I must have...
Fell out of bed.
Fell out of bed. Okay. Now... You're feeling a little tired. You say, I better go.
Take a nap.
I'm feeling tired. I'm going to go what for a while?
Rest a little while.
Well, what do? So you go?
Sleep or rest.
So you go over to your bed and...
Get in bed and rest. Take a nap. Retire. Or you relax.
Go over to the couch and just...
Lie down.
Lie down a while. If you're really sick... Say, he was so sick, he couldn't even sit up. All day long, he just lay...
Lie down. Stayed in bed all day. Lay in bed all day.
Now, talking about the things you see in your sleep. You say,
dream.
Often when I go to sleep,
I dream.
But when I wake up, I can't remember what I...
I dream. I do, though.
You do?
Dream. I dream every night. I bet you I talk with my dead husband every night. My mother, my father. I bless what keeps me in the hopes all the time, believing it.
Miss Connor, when did your husband die?
About 11 years ago. In 10 years, we lost 10. 10 or 7 years. We lost between 10 and 7 years. We lost 10 of our immediate family. I lost 3 brothers, a husband, a father, a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, a sister-in-law, and a brother-in-law. Look like we hated to see that next, like George had said, my brother, he said, look, you hated to see March come around. There's always one dying, ever from 5, 7 to... From 7 months to a year. Of course, we never had one missing in the family. And my oldest brother died from a heart attack at the age of 50. Where's this picture up there? At the age of 50. And then 5 years after, my mother was killed. And start from that, we buried 10 people there. Every 5 months, 7 months, a year, one of them took off. Looked like we was doomed. But there hadn't been one died late today. My uncle, that don't even count the uncles and the cousins. But I'm talking about my immediate family.
You say, I dreamed I was falling. But just before I was going to hit the ground, I...
Woke up.
Children might come in the house and you say, don't.
Don't make so much noise.
Don't
stomp your feet on the floor.
Stomp your feet on the floor like that. Back in the old days, when you were talking about walking, you went to the store and you didn't have a horse to get back with. You bought some groceries. You didn't have a horse. You didn't have a car, so you just had to pick it up and
carry it on your back.
Yeah.
Put it in a sack or a bag and carry it on your back.
They say, oh boy, these groceries are heavy, honey. I've
had it. I'm tired.